B-Pod Studios.
Waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew on Hot 96.9.
Holiday party tomorrow.
Oh, jeez.
Tomorrow?
No. Wait. Friday. I keep thinking today's not Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking today's not Wednesday. Okay, the holiday party is Friday. Pebbles isn't going. Shocker, because she
never goes.
She never goes. She actually never goes. No. And she has a reason for never wanting to go. Because she doesn't like holiday parties.
I don't.
But she always, like, instead of saying that immediately, she always comes up with a different excuse. She's like, oh, they're doing it on a Friday? Who wants to go out on a Friday night besides everybody?
Because, no. It's not that. This specific one, this is like the first day. When I leave here, it's the first day of my vacation.
Yes.
Same.
Yes.
And yes. Do you honestly think that I want to come back here for a holiday party? Wow. No.
You're not the only one. There's quite a few people I've spoken to that have kind of the same, you know.
There's a lot of people not going.
Yeah. I actually am going this year, but...
Yeah, I'm not going anyway. Yeah.
I know. I knew you would.
That's what I was
going
to say. I'm like, let's say you were working. You weren't on vacation. Would you have gone?
Do you know what? There was one holiday party, like, you know, it wasn't here, but there was one. It was like a brunch at the company where they brought in all of these people. You could do the make your
started
own
started at 10:01.
Yes, it did.
That's what Pebbles do because it's on the way out of the building.
That was my favorite one.
Yeah.
Eight.
Nobody else could make
left.
It. But
see?
It was great.
But
I'm sad they're not doing it at Encore again this year because I wasn't able to go last year and I would have been, you know.
That was a good ass party.
I bet.
But here's the thing. Because a lot of times Pebbles, she like creates a little stress in her head when she doesn't want to go because she feels like the company's going to judge her and somehow fire her someday because
they
of
do.
It.
They definitely so, they judge.
Well, Pebbles,
sure.
I'm going to tell you this story because it's going to help you out.
Okay.
A man was actually fired from a company, all right? Cubic Partners. Mm-hmm. He was fired for failing to be fun at work because, you know, when they had parties, they like to drink and... you know, have fun.
So you would like, are you saying like they would have these after work things where you had to drink or?
Yeah. They said they had a fun culture that involved, he said that it involved engaging in excessive drinking and problematic behaviors, which to me sounds amazing. Anyway, so they fired him because he failed to embrace their fun culture.
Mm-hmm.
He sued and won money in the lawsuit.
Wait, who did he sue? The company?
He sued the company.
And he won, do we know how much?
And he won, let me see. Does it say how much he won?
It doesn't matter. He won. He won.
Holy crap. He won almost $500,000.
No way.
Oh, yes. See, I ain't going to nothing.
Yo. Almost 500 grand. Pebbles is going to be like, she's going to go extra. She's going to stop saying hi to people in the hallway. Why do I have to say hi to you?
But I get it. And you know why? Because everyone's idea of fun is not the same. And these whole like, let's do team building. Let's do this. Like, I'm sorry. Just let me do my job and go home. I don't need to, like, you know.
If this was a sport, nobody would ever pass you the ball.
You know what? But if I was, a great, you know, what's the position when you catch?
Yeah, the diva wide receiver.
I was a wide receiver
you'd be
and I
awesome
was good
for three
at my
seasons
job,
and then take your shirt off in the middle of a game and leave Antonio Brown.
Let me do my job and let me
God.
Leave.
She's
Stop
Antonio
making
Brown.
Me get drunk in front of you and no, I'm good.
If you had to say who on the show would be Antonio Brown, Pebbles wouldn't even be on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And you're Antonio Brown.
Why am I Antonio Brown?
Because you don't want to associate with the team for any reason whatsoever. You let me catch the balls and that's it.
That is not, it's not that I don't want to. I talk to a lot of people around here where I'm here. Well, obviously I'm here with you all every day.
Yeah.
And you know.
I feel like sometimes you come in feeling like you're forced to talk to us. Like, good morning. Wow. She goes,
thanks.
Just so play.
It's the morning. All right. And half the time I haven't had my coffee yet. Right. I don't want to talk to you.
But real quick. Yes, now, in all actuality, yes. Is there anything we could do to try to convince you to go to this?
You must be high.
How much?
Are you serious? Like, what?
I will say,
you don't even want me there.
I don't.
No, I'm saying it. No one wants me there.
But I'll tell you one person who does want you there.
Who?
My friend Jamie.
Oh,
he is my plus one, listen. And he's dying to meet you. And he was very upset when I told him you weren't going.
You know what? I really do want to meet Jamie, but I would rather, like, at another time. We, you know, I will treat Jamie to dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's go. And Mel's jumping like, on. I'm gonna jump on that too.
Yeah. Pebbles is like, as long as it's not on a weekend evening when I'm not working.
Right.
I will meet Jamie on a Tuesday afternoon when it's inconvenient for everybody but me.
Wait, and the other thing, what people don't understand, it's not that I don't like fun. It's not. I do. But you guys are all very much extroverts. Like, you thrive on, you know, being around people and having all these, like, whatever you're doing. I am an introvert.
What do you think of that?
What exactly is that?
That's like a yada, yada, yada. What do you think of that?
Yes, exactly.
What do you think, we're having an orgy?
No, just all this, like, talking and what, like, no.
Yeah,
laughing,
God forbid we
having
talk.
Fun, yes. And smiling at each other.
But what I'm saying is, that's how you all, that's what you all, like, you know, that's what energizes you.
Yeah.
I'm an introvert. Mm. It takes me a lot. I have to mentally prepare myself to go out. I went out last weekend to Providence with some of my cousins.
Yeah.
I was out. I didn't get home till after midnight.
Oh,
I was like, you know,
recovering.
Had a drink. The next day I was like, I need to just chill. Yep. I can't do anything. I need to, you know.
Pebbles, you know, humans were made to, like, be in tribes. If you were ever out of the tribe, that meant you were going to get killed by the wild animals. You wouldn't have survived this whole time.
It's not that I don't want to be a part of a community or a part of a tribe. I just don't want it, like, all the time. Like, if I were around you all day, if you were around me, I don't like being around me all the time.
Wow.
Let's go.
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.